relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
If you like America First, then check out our separate podcast, The Battle for 1600, with my former White House colleague, Boris Epstein. Every week, we give you the inside, in-depth analysis of what's really going on. The Battle for 1600. Subscribe today.
Fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation, conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
The world will little note or long remember what we say here, but it can never forget what they did here.
Ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
I can hear you. The rest of the world hears you. And the people... And the people who knock these buildings down will hear all of us soon.
And we will make America great again.
This is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
The United States Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia and the Civil Rights Division of the U.S. Department of Justice will not pursue criminal charges against the U.S. Capitol Police officer involved in the fatal shooting of 35-year-old Ashley Babbitt. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Columbia's Public Corruption and Civil Rights Section and the Civil Rights Division, with the Metropolitan Police Department's Internal Affairs Division, conducted a thorough investigation of Ms. Babbitt's shooting. Officials examined video footage posted on social media, statements from the officer involved and other officers and witnesses to the events, physical evidence from the scene of the shooting, and the results of the autopsy. Based on that investigation, officials determined that there is insufficient evidence to support a criminal prosecution. Officials from IAD informed a representative of Miss Babbitt's family of this determination. That, dear friends, is the opening salvo, the opening two paragraphs of the Department of Justice's final determination that shuts the case closed on a 14-year Air Force veteran gunned down on January 6th. Not only is the officer involved who shot an unarmed demonstrator not going to face any criminal charges for shooting her in the neck, after which she bled out on camera, we don't even know his name. How is that possible in the United States? We had a shooting in Minnesota where an individual who was on a warrant for armed assault, yes, he was. Do you know why he had a warrant out for him? Because he put a gun to a woman's head as he was strangling her to rob her of $800 rent money. He had a gun charge for aggravated assault, did not appear in court, and was stopped in that traffic stop. Now millions and millions and millions of people have seen the body cam footage of. He resisted arrest. Not only did he resist arrest, he got back into his vehicle. One of the deadliest weapons known to man, yes. Just ask the family of U.S. Capitol Police officer Billy Evans, who died, was killed by a member of the Nation of Islam, Noah Green, this Good Friday. He wasn't shot. He wasn't stabbed with the massive knife that Green bought just before his attack. He was mowed down by Noah Green's vehicle. Or is it Noah X, since he joined the Nation of Islam? The second event, we know the name of the officer who mistakenly, instead of using her electronic taser weapon, used her 9mm Glock instead. And we know it's an accident because, as Mr. G, my producer, noted, when you're murdering somebody, you don't instantly, after you've murdered them, say, oh no, what did I do? Yeah, you need premeditation and forethought. She made a mistake, a deadly mistake, a tragic mistake, but within hours, what happened? Not only was she fired, not only did we know her name, her mugshots were plastered across the legacy media in an orange jumpsuit. How's that for due process? How many of the jurors for Officer Potter's impending manslaughter in the second degree case will have seen the mugshots of her in her orange jumpsuit? How unbiased will the jury pool be for that trial, I'm wondering? And what a discrepancy. What a massive yawing delta between those two cases. In the one instance, hooligans transgressed onto the territory of the U.S. Capitol. Although we've seen the video of various officers, don't take my word for it. Look up the video. Don't use YouTube because they're a bunch of fascists. Go to Rumble. We love Rumble. They believe in the U.S. Constitution. And have a look at the video of Capitol Police officers waving protesters on January the 6th into the Capitol building. In some cases, there was violence. In some cases, the officers blocked the entry of those rioters, those protesters, and some of them were hooligans. But in others, they were waved, barriers were lifted, and they were waved through. Was Ashley Babbitt waved in by a uniformed federal officer? We'll probably never know now. Why? Because the case is closed. As she was smiling, you can see the video, filmed by a BLM activist. Yeah, what is a BLM activist who was interviewed by CNN doing at a Trump rally? How fascinating is that? Now, you know me, guys. Millions of you have been loyal to us for years since we launched this show. No, I detest conspiracy theories. They kill the mind and our capacity for critical thought. But I'm not conjecturing. I'm not building hypotheses on a foundation of sand. Go watch the videos. He was there filming a BLM activist who's called for revolution. Yeah, real revolution. Filmed her smiling, trying to climb through a window onto the floor of the House. At which point, and if you want, if you're smart, if you can freeze frame it, you can see the officer's face in plain clothes. That black officer pulls his weapon and fires one shot, fatally wounding her in the neck. After which you can watch the video of her bleeding to death. she's gone forever. The DOJ says her civil rights weren't impaired by that officer. Oh, really? Great recompense, such solace will be had by her surviving husband, children, mother, father, that her civil rights weren't impaired as they bury her. Now, you know me. I'm one of the biggest supporters of law enforcement. But there's a real problem here. Officer Potter is behind bars in an orange jumpsuit for making a bad decision in the face of a man resisting arrest who was a criminal. But the officer who killed Ashley Babbitt, Air Force veteran, with his sidearm on January the 6th, you're not even allowed to know his name. What would be the case if that had been an Antifa protester, a Black Lives Matter protester, shot in the neck and killed by a white police officer? Shouldn't justice be colorblind? Isn't that what the Reverend Martin Luther King taught us? America, what have you done? I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. Dear friends, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners choose to secure our online data by using ExpressVPN. Did you believe that a VPN isn't for you because you can use the internet just fine without one? At any time you go online, your internet service provider can see every site you're visiting. Are you confused about how it works? ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without having your activity tracked. Do you think that VPNs are complex and only for tech experts? Take it from me, they're not. With ExpressVPN, you launch the app and tap just one button to protect yourself. It's really that simple. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/GORKA and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/GORKA to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Gorka right now.
I know Sebastian well. Listen to him. He's with us.
Thank you, Mr. President. Did you catch our 30-minute-long interview? We blew through the breaks with President Trump on Tuesday. He didn't hold anything back. You can watch the whole thing. It's our most popular video already on Rumble, where we've already got more than 250,000 subscribers. Go to rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's rumble.com/SEBGORKA to watch our exclusive interview with President Trump. The call boards are full, and I even haven't mentioned our phone number. If anybody drops off, the number is 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Do it now. Before we get to our next guest, I want to share with you some inside baseball. Has everybody got their headphones on? Everybody close to their mics? It was quite a spirited chat today before the show, wasn't it? About certain things happening on Capitol Hill. Were you shocked, Shad?
Shocked by the spiritedness of the conversation?
Yes.
Of course not. There's a lot of, you know, hot red-blooded Americanism in the America First office. Everybody's aggressive.
I think Mr. G even used a naughty word. Did you use a naughty word?
That surprises you?
I may have, yeah.
Did you say anti-disestablishmentarianism? I think you did. I think you may have said that word. Eric, have you recovered from our chat?
Halfway. I may need a vaccine to prevent it from happening again.
A vaccine of truth, and it's coming at you right now. Why was it so heated? And who can help
our next guest. Mr. G told us, authoritatively, it's not going to happen. None of it. HR1, infrastructure, packing the courts. They're not going to do it. Well, let's ask a man who is Mr. Washington Politics in a good way for the most consequential conservative website on the planet. It's called Breitbart.com, and he's Matt Boyle. Matt, are they going to do it, or is it just too hard?
Well, I mean, look, here's the thing. So what we saw today was Jerry Nadler, the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee, go out there and introduce legislation that would pack the Supreme Court, to add four more justices, make it 13 instead of nine. His lead Senate sponsor, Senator Ed Markey from Massachusetts, who, by the way, it's worth noting, was the lead Senate sponsor of the Green New Deal. So wow. This is from the left that they're doing this. But it's more first off, there's a few things to unpack here. First and foremost, we told you so, America. We told you that they were going to do this.
Who's we, Matt Boyle?
Who's we? It's everybody who believes in America first. From you, Dr. Gorka, to us at Breitbart, to President Trump, to the Republicans running up and down the ticket, warned America that if the Democrats took over in Washington, as they have, that they would try to engage in this mass power grab that they are engaging in. On everything from HR1 to court packing and making D.C. a state, they've advanced legislation that would make D.C. a state, too. They did that the other night, too. In addition to that, they've also advanced legislation moved towards handing out reparations that passed the Judiciary Committee last night as well. So here's the big picture. Joe Biden last week, the president, announced a commission to study the courts and so on and so forth. This move by Jerry Nadler and Ed Markey says, hey, old man, guess who's really in charge, right? Like, they're telling Biden that and the Pelosi and so on and so forth, the hard left of the Democrat conference, the hard left, the socialist radical, the squad type people, the people behind the Green New Deal, that Joe Biden may be the president, but they're in charge and they're driving the agenda and they're driving what they're going to do. So Joe Biden's commission can come up with whatever it may come up with. And the White House was dodging questions about this today. The circle woman there, Jen Psaki, kept ducking, dodging, weaving as much as she could, avoiding answering where President Biden stands on court packing. Remember, Biden, back when he was a senator, called it a boneheaded idea.
Yep.
Now he can't say that it's a boneheaded idea, because it is a boneheaded idea. But here's the point, is that the left is in charge. They've taken the reins away from any of the sensible people. There are no sensible people in the room anymore. Even Nancy Pelosi, at her press conference today, she said she wasn't going to rush this Jerry Nadler bill to the floor of the House of Representatives, but she wouldn't rule it out down the road either. She says she supports Biden and this commission. Well, I don't think it matters what the commission says. They intend to try to ram this through and pack the courts while they have the chance. And again, everything that President Trump told the American people is 100% right. The radical left is, once they got into power, what are they doing? They're not solving the coronavirus pandemic. They're not opening up schools. They're not protecting your health care. They certainly aren't securing the border. They've made that worse. What are they doing? They're using the power they've got to try to grab more and solidify their hold on power. That's all they care about. All they care about is power. That's the only thing that drives them.
Here's the pushback, okay? Number one. And this is straight from Jeff, and I couldn't concur more. When you want to kill an issue because you know you can't do anything about it, or you don't have the testicular fortitude to do something about it, is that's when you create a commission, okay? And the declaration that there's going to be a commission by Biden in the White House to look at court packing means he just doesn't want to do it, because if he did, he would do it. Secondly, the idea that Jerry Nadler, he may be the face of the radicals, but the idea that this man can do it because he is the face of the radicals, a man who can't even reach the podium in that press conference today, a man who failed twice, Matt, twice, to get President Trump out of office through a trial in the Senate after impeachment. Are they as strong as they would have us believe, Matt? I think that's my real question.
No, they do not have the votes to pack the courts in either the House or the Senate. So to do so, they would have to pass legislation out of both chambers of Congress and get Biden to sign it. That means they need a majority in the House and they need 60 votes in the Senate. They don't even have 50 votes in the Senate. Never mind 60.
Right.
They don't have 218 or a majority because it's a little bit less than that because of vacancies and so on and so forth. In the House, they don't have a majority of votes in the House. There's several Democrats who wouldn't vote for this legislation if it were to come for a vote. So they don't have the votes. That being said, you're 100% right. Biden putting forward the commission is an effort to try to deflect and push the issue off and then run the clock out until the midterm elections and the Republicans take the House back. And then he can say, I tried to do it anyway. right? Like, but at the same time, what they're doing is they are building more. Instead of waiting for the commission, Jerry Nadler, Mondaire Jones, this new Democrat radical from New York, Ed Markey, et cetera, they are laying the groundwork for this to become the core, this radical idea, this boneheaded idea, as Biden once said, to become a normalized idea. So that's what they're doing. Remember when they put out the Green New Deal originally, even there were some Democrats who would criticize it? Now the Green New Deal is their infrastructure plan.
right?
Like that's offered by the Democrats. Look how fast that was normalized inside their radical party. So they're doing the same thing with this. They're beginning that bigger process, and that's what they intend to do.
It's actually that simple, guys. The infrastructure bill, that massive trillions of dollars, is simply the Green New Steel in a new wrapping. He's Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Bookmark them right now. Check them every single day. He'll be with us for one more segment here on America First with me, Dr. G. Relief Factor. It is so amazing that another member of my family is taking it regularly. Yes, my daughter, college athlete, has issues with her back, just like my wife, who's got early arthritis pain, both of them now. Every day they say, where's my Relief Factor? I need that Relief Factor. And I give it to them because I have been taking it for 2 years. It is that good. Tens of thousands of Americans, whether it's your back, your hip, your knees, doesn't matter. You've got to try it out. The three-week quick starter pack is just $19.95. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like we do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee, by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, my wife, my daughter, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com. 800-500-8384, ReliefFactor.com.
The only man standing between the radical left and your cheeseburgers. It's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
I think it's time we went out for a cheeseburger, everybody. I think Friday I'm going to invite you all, the whole team, and maybe some special guests as well. Let's send a message to the left. Nice, juicy, charbroiled cheeseburger. That's America for me. We are back with Matt Boyle, Washington political editor for Breitbart.com. Matt, I've got to ask you about how the border is... Let's talk about the White House's relationship to the border. But first, you are the man I go to find out the truth amongst the snake-eating swamp creatures. Mm-hmm. Is Manchin reliable or not?
I think that he is, actually. So, look, I disagree with Senator Manchin on a lot of things, but I do think that he's a man of his word. I don't think he's going to back down on the filibuster. I don't think he's going to back down on court packing, and I don't think that – and I've gotten to meet him. I've interviewed him several times over the years. I've been in contact with his office over the course of the beginning of the Biden administration. I do not think that Senator Manchin is going to back down at all on the filibuster or on court packing or these other radical ideas that
even if they say to him,
pushing,
you're not going to get your chairmanships, you're not going to be on committees, there's no way they can strong arm him.
I don't think so. And I think what they're doing right now in many ways is setting the stage to make these radical ideas normalized for a future Congress. They're not about getting it done in the next 18 months. This is about getting it done in the next 10 years. So when they have another opportunity down the road to pack the courts, and say, let's say they got a 52-seat majority in the Senate, a stronger majority in the House, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to make these the party line position rather than an idea that their own president says is a boneheaded idea. So that's what they're trying to move the Overton window to the left. And that's the big picture here. And they know that that Senator Manchin can't be bought. I think that he is now Sinema, I think, could be pressured under the right circumstances. But I think that with Manchin holding firm, she will, too. So I don't think that Senator Manchin can be swayed here.
Okay, so let's go to the big crisis du jour. Not only are you Mr. Politics for Breitbart, you have some very good connections on the left amongst the Democrats. What are you hearing? Is there any concern behind closed doors in the White House or amongst leading Democrats that this really is out of control? Yes, they wanted an open border, but they never realized the things would happen as fast as they have. Are you hearing anything like that?
Yeah, so the Democrats didn't realize that it was going to get as bad as it did, as quick as it did at the border. They knew they were going to have problems when they undid all of Trump's successes there. They didn't realize it was going to be this quick, this big, this fast. And more broadly speaking, one of the things I hear from Democrats is they are very concerned at the lack of big picture wins for the American people. If you go back to the Trump presidency, every time you turn around, Trump was delivering another win for America.
Correct.
Right? Like, you don't see that out of Biden. Like, you don't see that out of the Democrats.
Well, you know, he got rid of 10,000 jobs.
Right. And so, I mean, there's a couple of the only thing that they're out there celebrating is this $1.9 trillion bill. But the polling shows that the vast majority of the public doesn't think that it's going to help them. So the lack of serious victories, if you will, policy wise, for the American public is really going to come back to bite them as time goes on here. They're dilly dallying around doing partisan nonsense in Washington, like this court packing thing this week, or like environmental crap they're going to roll out next week. We heard the White House talking about that because it's Earth Day or something next week. So now they're going to do all sorts of Green New Deal nonsense from the White House. But here's the thing. The fact that they are lacking, deliverable victories for American workers, for the American people, for American families, it's going to come back to bite them later. And we're starting to see that now where, again, they haven't really delivered any major big picture legislative victory on anything. And if anything, what they've done is executively on everything from energy to guns to immigration to the border to national security, unleashed a series of crises that are only getting worse. And they're going to continue to get worse, and they aren't going to have the solutions to the problems. And that's going to all percolate right at the right time for the midterm elections. And hopefully the Republicans are listening and they recognize that.
So where are the big successes, Sleepy Creepy? Maybe you have to create another commission to find out those big successes. Almost 100 days in, and what have you got to show for it except a massive catastrophic crisis on the border? He's the Washington political editor for Breitbart.com, Matt Boyle. I'm Sebastian Gorka. Your call's next here on America First, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Sadly, we're living under a Biden-Harris administration, and we all have to navigate the fallout of the barrage of executive orders. We have a good idea of what these are going to mean for the country. More debt, more regulation, slower growth, and higher taxes. Congress continues to expand spending, and the Fed has no choice but to keep printing money at an accelerated rate. This causes the dollar to fall and gold to increase. Add in recent talk of the so-called Great Reset, the multinational elite enacting a digital wallet currency, and just think of the implications of all of this and exactly what it'll do to your personal finances. The importance of owning physical gold and silver has never been stronger. Time to create your own gold standard with a call to the dealer I do business with. Call the experts at veteran-owned Midas Gold Group. Call 855 855- 855-322-GOLD. That's 855-322-4653. Online at MidasGoldGroup.com.
Well, look, Neil, I mean, I've been very clear about my views of what happened on January 6th, about my views of the president's culpability. I obviously voted to impeach him. I think that it was the gravest violation of an oath of office by any president in American history. And I'm going to continue to make sure people understand that. I think for us as a party, we've got to be the party of hope and aspiration. And we cannot embrace insurrection. We can't minimize what happened on January 6th.
No, that isn't AOC. No, that isn't Rashida Tlaib. That is somebody who says she's a Republican. Liz Lynn Cheney, who says she's not going to vote for Donald Trump. I have one question for the GOP. And if you're an establishment GOP supporter, give us a call. How is that woman still the chair of the House Republican Conference, the third highest ranking Republican in the House, who doesn't support the man who got 74 million votes? How many votes would you get, Liz Cheney, if you ran for president? This is America First on the Salem Radio Network. We are live streaming, yes, on Rumble. God bless Chris, the CEO, Dan Bongino, for getting us streaming as soon as YouTube terminated our account. Why? Because they're fascists. They belong to Google. They hate America, especially if you tell the truth. Subscribe today. It's free. Hi to everyone who's watching us live streaming. Rumble.com/Seb Gorka. That's Rumble.com/SEBGORKA. And don't forget our website where you can listen to the show 24 hours a day. If you miss any segments, just go to SebGorka.com. SEBGORKA.com. Let's go to your calls. Let's go to... Actually, Judy's on the line. We're going to go to Judy momentarily, but I have some business to do first. Line 5, Steve from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Sebastian. How are you? Thanks for taking my call.
Go ahead.
Well, every time I hear you talking about a police shooting, you're like a wind-up doll. Apologize.
Get rid of him. He's ad hominem. Go to hell, Steve. Judy, I just needed to check with him first. Welcome, Judy!
Oh, you're so funny. First of all, I have to applaud you for your amazing monologue today, okay?
Thank you.
Absolutely. That's spot on.
How long was I rehearsing that, Shad? Hours.
Hours and hours and hours. In the mirror, the shower, everywhere.
My fingers bled. I rehearsed that so much. But thank you, Judy.
It was great. It was great. It was spot on. It was so perfect. And that should be heralded all over the place because it's so unfair. It's really true. So here's my call. I am so angry, Dr. Gorka, okay, because I am fed up. I'll tell you why. I was listening on the news, and I heard this crazy, you know, bunch of the mob that, you know, after 4 days of rioting, they're still standing there, and they're chanting and ranting and rioting like crazy, you know, useful idiots that they are, probably BLM and Antifa. And I'm thinking to myself, and by the way, as you said, Kim Porter, the officer, she resigned. The chief of police, he resigned. And they're still carrying on for 4 days. And according to her, it was a mistake, okay? And honest mistakes happen. And why don't you wait to see investigations, whatever? But this is, you know, this is organized. They're very organized, by the way, with their chanting, ranting, raving, or whatever. And they're being paid. But here's the deal. I am angry. I'll tell you why. There has to be like thousands of police, plus ordinary people, citizens like me, okay, coming out and chanting back, okay? And I came up with a bit of a lame chant, but you could, maybe Brent could figure something out. They should chant back and say, it's best not to resist arrest, okay? And more than that, especially when you're a criminal. This guy, like you said, he was choking this poor woman at gunpoint, trying to get $812 out of her for her rent money, okay? And he, and over there, they're chanting and they're, every one of these things, by the way, I have to tell you, Open Society, and the guy that owns Open Society is George Soros, right?
He started it, right?
Meeting. Oh, he had a secret meeting a few, exactly. He had a secret meeting a few years ago, and the goal was, how do we eliminate police? And so they decided they're going to target every single time there is black on white, you know, that's when they're going to highlight it. They don't care about black on black. They want to do that, and that, goal is to eliminate police.
That's a good thing about your saying it's best not to resist arrest. I like it. I don't think even Brett could come up with something better, but I know he'll try. Why? Because that phrase, it's best not to resist arrest, applies to everyone, irrespective of your skin color. Don't do it if you don't want to get shot. I don't care whether you are white, brown, pink, or purple. Don't do it. Listen to Judy. Thank you, Judy. Let's go. It's Ladies' Day. Let's go to Antoinette, California. Welcome back to America First.
Hello, Dr. G. Thank you so very much. Congratulations first for your Sunday show.
Thank you. Did you watch it? Did you see the Gorka reality check?
I love your yellow tie. Perfect. I just wish you wouldn't have cut your hair so short.
I agree. You know, the lovely lady who cuts my hair, she said, same as usual. And I said, yes. And it was a little bit shorter. But it's okay. This thing about hair, it grows back. I have been told, reliable sources, it does grow back. But I appreciate it. That's very kind of you, Antoinette.
You're welcome. Plus, I think because last Friday we didn't go to our usual spot for Voice for the Voices.
How did it go? How did it go?
Laguna Beach was fantastic, but we're going to come back Friday back at Newport Beach, Pacific Coast Highway, MacArthur at 4 o'clock till 6, Voice for the Voices. We're going to go back to Newport Beach, Costa Mesa, Corona Del Mar. But Laguna Beach was great. But I wanted to say, you and Mrs. G, you guys need to do that every Friday for an hour.
Wow.
That was such a great idea.
To talk about what's happening in our schools?
Yes. So that'll give ideas for other people to do stuff like your wife. But the fact that both of you guys were talking like that, to me, that was a great, fantastic, friendly hour. I think you need to have a Mr. and Mrs. G hour on Friday.
I like that. I have to ask what Salem thinks, and I'm going to have to talk to her because she's got to stop laughing at me so much, saying, hey, you're so much fun when you're in the radio studio. Why aren't you fun at home?
No.
I don't know. It's the microphone. It has this magical effect on me. Thank you, Antoinette. So kind. If you don't know what she's talking about, you've got to check it out. It's the Gorka Reality Check. It's going to be a doozy this Sunday, 7 p.m. Eastern, re-air at 10 on Newsmax. Don't miss it. And tomorrow, yeah, because they can't get enough of me, apparently. I'll be guest hosting for Grant Stanchfield, 8 p.m. on Newsmax. More of your calls next. Here on America First, coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios. You know I love MyPillow and how it literally changed my life. It's the pillow that won't go flat. You can wash it and dry it as many times as you want, and it'll keep its shape. And it's made in the USA. Now, for a limited time, Mike Lindell is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a standard queen premium MyPillow for just $29.98. That's originally $69.98, $40 of savings. And kings are only $5 more. That's the lowest price ever. Just $29.98 for the standard queen premium. And all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use promo code G-O-R-K-A. You'll find the most amazing offers and deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Sets. Call 800-829-8468. Use promo code G-O-R-K-A, MyPillow.com.
Remember when men were men and the Democrats weren't lunatics? It's time to make America great again with our nation's most beloved legal immigrant, Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Thank you, Mr. Connery. That was a long time ago when Democrats weren't lunatics. What would that be? 70s? Maybe. Maybe early 70s. And when men were men, well, they're not on the left, that's for sure. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First. I had a very good night's sleep. Can you tell? I'm energized. That monologue. Ugh. Check it out. Subscribe, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. And if you want a good night's sleep, go to Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com and get up to 66% off if you use my name. More than 100 incredible products. Egyptian cotton Giza dream sheets, mattress toppers, pet beds, body pillows, pajamas, slippers, all incredible. You won't regret it. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. But you've got to use the promo code G-O-R-K-A. MyPillow.com, promo code Gorka. Let's go to Lance in Ohio. Lance, welcome to America First.
Hey, Dr. G, how you doing? I just wanted to tell you thank you for everything you do, for one. And my wife's a nurse, and I got a call from her today, and she told me that her administration told her that if she did not get the COVID-19 vaccine, that she wasn't going to be able to take vacation. It wasn't going to get approved. And I just wanted to see your thoughts on that.
I think she should sue them into the ground. I think she should get the best lawyer she can on a pro bono basis and sue her employer into the dust. The idea that she can't get her vacation approved unless she takes an experimental vaccine, that's outrageous. Keep us posted. Call back because I want to know what happens to your wife, Lance. Amazing, shocking, but really, what else do we expect from the left? Let's go to Charlie in Cleveland. Thank you for your patience. Welcome to America First.
Thanks, Dr. G.
Hey.
Two things. I actually, one of the story about when you gave me the bumper sticker. But first, I wanted to ask if you are aware of any particular reason why nobody has, speaking of lawsuits, sued the federal government for trampling all over our First Amendment rights and being able to go down to the Capitol and assemble and protest.
Well, that's going to be a bit difficult, isn't it? Because you're going to have to separate those who went there peaceably and those who used violence. Because there are those who used violence.
I mean, for the future. I mean, for the future. If I want to go down
there
right now. Oh, you
mean now? Oh, that's fabulous. I love it. Yes.
Absolutely.
I love it because of the fence. We're 30 seconds out from a hard break. What's your second story?
Okay, so you personally handed me my Resist This bumper sticker when you were in Cleveland last year. And it actually got me a free beer. Somebody left me a note on my windshield with a $5 bill, and the note said, "Resist this, made my day."
All right, now that's a story. Stay on the line, Charlie. Let's send him some more bumper stickers and the War for America's Soul. I hope it was a good beer. This is America First. Next, Vernon Jones, Steve Scalise, John Solomon. Don't go anywhere.